to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What'd the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement down by the river across the street from the water treatment plant. You are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. My name is Nick. I am your host each and every week. Why I feel the need to give a weather update as to what it's like when I record this podcast, I have no idea, but it was foggy as hell this morning. And now it's just kind of damp and overcast. Perfect date. Yeah, actually, the weather's been shitty every time I've wanted to record this podcast lately, so that's a really good incentive to get down here in the basement and do something rather than sitting in front of the TV and watch Fringe or Supernatural DVDs, which is what I've been doing for the past week. Enjoyable, but my brain's starting to fade and I'm losing my ability to converse in anything other than allusions to those programs. Not fun. Well, fun for me, not fun for those around me. This week's show, sort of a hodgepodge. It's a lot of interesting things that I've managed to track down lately, and I think some of these are going to be fun, especially some of these thrift store finds and recent arrivals from orders I've made. Speaking of orders I've made, you knew it was coming. I finally ordered it. It showed up in the mail from No Idea last week. It is out now on Don Giovanni Records, and I recommend you get a copy as soon as you can because it will sell out. The title track to their Why Can't I single, this is Big Eyes. the recent amazing split with Cheap Girls on No Idea Records. That was Lemuria with Lemons. They have a new full-length out right now. It's called Pebble. It is on, surprisingly, Bridge Nine Records, a label much more known for hardcore than, gorgeous power pop. So, strange label for them to be on, but they've got great distribution and a really good fan base, so I wish them the best of luck. If you get the chance, before it's sold out, you might want to pick up their Chautauqua County single, which features a Chautauqua County, which is on the record, but as well as another B-side, not available anywhere else, and once it's gone, it's gone. They're not repressing it. Before that, Annabelle did The Forgetting of Names and Faces from their new 7-inch Here We Are Tomorrow. That is on Tiny Engines Records. It came out back in December, showed up in the mail earlier this week. I listened to it, and they recommend it if you like Death Cab for Cutie, Not a Surf, Super Chunk, or the Get Up Kids, and definitely hits all of that sort of stuff. If you want to order a copy, you can go to tinyengines.net. And they will hook you up with a copy. Mine came on a sort of a turquoise sea-colored vinyl, and it is gorgeous. And we started everything off with Big Eyes with their Why Can't I single, and that is the title track, on Don Giovanni Records. I cannot speak. I don't know why. Long, long week. So anyhow, yeah, they've got a full length that they're in the process of recording. If you add them, if you go and like their page on Facebook, you can get updates, I believe, coming soon, a track listing and the cover art. So you might want to peep that as soon as possible. Speaking of the Get Up Kids, they have a new album out. It's called There Are Rules. I interviewed Matt Pryor about it back in December. And you can find that interview at the Pitch's website, which is pitch.com. This song is on that album, but the version we're going to play is off of the EP that came out last year called Simple Science, and that track is Keith Case. I feel like a total douchebag for saying this, but, you know, as much as I enjoy everything Gentleman Jesse and his men put out, I don't think Jesse Smith is ever going to top Highland Crawler, which is the opening track on that self-titled LP they put out. It's such a high bar. I mean, the new stuff he's putting out specifically, that song, You've Got a Wrong Man, and its B-side from the recent Hozak single, good, really, really good, but man, Highland Crawler just hits everything perfectly. That's just me. Before that, I Was a Teenage Poltergeist by Mixtapes from their split with Direct Hit. Now, normally when I'm recording this podcast, you know, I finish the track and everything, and then I, you know, turn off the record on the turntable, shut it down. The second track on that, their cover of Direct Hits, Werewolf Shame. Oh, so good. So good. I played it on our Best of 2010 podcast. And, I cannot state for the record how fantastic that split is, specifically Mixtape side. You can find that from Kind of Like Records, and that is kindoflikerecords.com. And before that, Keith Case by the Get Up Kids from their Simple Science EP. That was their first recording in like 5 years, if not longer. And it is the first release on their own Simple Science Records. Speaking of covers, Off With Their Heads put out a split 6-inch with No Friends last year on No Idea Records. And both bands did covers. In this case, here's Off With Their Heads cover. This is Field of Darkness.
Got now. dangerous the world could be without him. He was gone. He was last seen thrown himself down a flight of stairs. Over and over, make sure he could do it.
Sing right now would be nice.
Thank you.
Those last two tracks were from records that I found at the Salvation Army this past Saturday. Somebody evidently decided to get rid of a lot of weird sort of mid-80s post-punk, essentially not no-name bands. I mean, they're known, they're more regional acts that might have gotten some play on college radio stations, but never really broke past that. That last track was Hollow Heyday with Shock Level 10 from their album Abandoned, and before that, Shock Hammer 13 by Breaking Circus from Smoker's Paradise. Breaking Circus was from Chicago. You might note, I can hear some Chicago punk influences in that. Both, I think, fine tracks. I enjoyed them both, and definitely worth more than the 75 cents I paid for them. Before that, Off With Their Heads did a cover of Peg Boy's Field of Darkness from their split with No Friends on No Idea. A lot of Chicago sort of tie-in in that whole Midwest period. Hollow Heyday is from the sort of Midwest as well, so very unintentional. I just grabbed those three tracks because I thought they paired well, and it turns out they also have a lot in common. Interesting. Okay, next set. I picked this up at Half Price Books for a song. It's another one of those Earshot represses. They do such Earmark. They do such a gorgeous job on these represses. I mean, they're identical, but the vinyl's heavy duty, and it's got these really nice plastic sleeves and cardboard sleeves inside, and yeah, you'll pay a ton, but it's 180 gram virgin vinyl, and if you can pick them up on sale, like I did, at $12, it's a goddamn bargain. Anyhow, this is the Live at the Roxy London WC2 compilation. These are all bands that were recorded literally during punk's explosion at the Roxy Club in London, as part of that, 180 days of punk. The 100 days of punk, those storied birth of punk in London. A lot of bands that would not go on to anything as well as bands you might know, like Wire, Slaughter and the Dogs, The Adverts, and The Buzzcocks. But this is a band that I had never heard of prior to throwing this comp on, but I think it's a fine example of early punk rock. They are called Eater, and the song is 15.
What about you in the back there, right? Come in and pose, you have fun. You ain't hip if you pose at the Roxy anymore, you know. It's called 15.
Lions fall on the face of my head. Lions fall to the left and right. Then it plays. I'm a boy. And all that's wrong. The 15 years to fear of the storm. But no one's know what I'm talking about. It's like I'm living in the middle of death. It's not after you, there's a feast every day. After you, just don't know what to say. After you, gotta get away.
Last one on the face of my head. Last one to the left and right. I'm a boy and I'm a loser and I like it. I like it. that I managed to give it flight. Cause I know Goldie's just a trick of the light, and Lenny's light as a feather. So leave me where the kids are alright, and we will all go down together.
Yeah.
the Ergs, a band I dearly, dearly love and never got to see play live. Damn shame. That was Man of Infirmity off their EP, Jersey's Best Prancers, repressed on Don Giovanni. I don't know if it's that repress is already out of print or not, but I imagine it is. Most everything of theirs doesn't last long. Before that was Ted Leo and the Pharmacist with Better Lead Than Dead. That's from Shake the Sheets on Lookout Records. Goddamn, I love Ted Leo. Seriously. It's going to be a goddamn shame when he stops touring. And I missed his last show, and I can't even remember why. And it killed me. I think I was sick. I probably was. I got sick a lot this past winter. And we started everything off with Eater doing 15 from the Live at the Roxy WC2 album. Is it just me, or does that sound an awful lot like Concrete Jungle by The Specials? And there's definitely a 18/Alice Cooper reference there at the end when he's, and I like it. Yeah, just an observation. I know that came out prior to The Specials' Concrete Jungle, so I imagine it would be on The Specials if that were in fact the case. All right, last set. Some, I don't know how to put this, popular bands? I don't know, underground favorites? Yeah, well, we'll see how it goes. We'll start it out with Be Your Own Pet. This is off their Get Awkward EP. Three songs that, for violence reasons, were cut from the album that preceded it. This is Becky.
Class. the boys from Little Eden. We are the heart of Saturday night. Drink from the fountains of the fireworks. Sweat and bone for a better life. We like the choruses sung together. We like our arms and our brother's arms. Call every girl we ever met Maria. But I only love Virginia's heart. Never told you. Some things Papa got it right. Spent a lifetime just to get over. You always said my mama tried. Tonight I'll call you from the 4th Street payphone. But I'll sleep on the beach if I ain't got a ride. Someday I'll buy you that house on Cookman. And we can sleep on the beach all night. Sleep on the beach if we ain't got a ride. Sleep on the beach all night. Sleep on the beach all night. Sleep on the beach if we ain't got a ride.
That was The Broadways with What Happened from the Big City EP on Asian Man Records. I picked up that for a quarter, and probably one of the better quarters I've ever spent on a record. Definitely. Hard to find, sold out, out of print, whatever you want to call it. Those tracks were also featured on their Broken Van compilation of singles and B-sides and whatnot. And hell, that's out of print too. So, yeah. I don't know why. I understand the Asian Man is a small label, but fuck, Mike Park needs to keep some stuff in print. It gets to be kind of a pain in the ass. I mean, I know No Idea gets a lot of guff for the crazy amounts of reprints and represses and vinyl colors and all of that, but, you know, fuck it, just keep it in print on black vinyl. I don't give a good goddamn. I just like to be able to get it without having to pay $40 on eBay. That's my rant for the week. Before that, Blue Jeans and White T-Shirts from the Gaslight Anthem's Senor and the Queen EP. That's on Sabot Productions. They keep that fucker in print. We started everything off with Be Your Own Pet doing Becky from Get Damaged. Those are three songs. As I said, they were cut off of Get Awkward, or at least the domestic release of Get Awkward, because they were deemed too violent by Universal Records. Yeah. We'll just let that ridiculousness be its own commentary. And that's this week's show. Thanks for listening. You can find it each and every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. at rockstarjournalist.com, where we also blog about records, vinyl, upcoming releases, zines, books, and all sorts of tactile representations of musicology. Musicology? Yeah, there we go. Tactile representations of musicology in this digital world in which we live. Tell your friends with bands they need to, tell your friends to listen to the show. Tell your friends with bands and record labels to send me stuff, and I will be more than happy to review or play it. We'll be back next week, and until then, thanks for listening.